It's 10 p.m. on Saturday, June the 17th. All around Prague, some 40 museums and galleries have opened their doors to the public tonight for the third museum night. Among other things, this publicity event enables visitors to see collections which are normally not easily accessible, such as the Hrdlička Museum of Man in Prague 2, where I am now. Spread over a humble 130 square meters, you can see skeletons and bones documenting the evolution of humans, as well as the diversity of humankind. Other parts of the collection show growth abnormalities and diseases and injuries that left their marks on human bones. Quite bizarre are also several artificially deformed skulls of ancient European and North American cultures, and there are also examples of natural as well as artificial mummification. The perfect place for a nighttime visit. The idea to open such a museum was conceived almost 100 years ago by an illustrious scholar of Czech extraction, Aleš Hrdlička, but only few Czechs today know his name. Božena Škvařilová is the curator of the Hrdlička Museum of Man.
Doktor Aleš Hrdlička byl světový antropolog, který žil na konci 19.
Dr. Aleš Hrdlička was a world-renowned anthropologist. He was born in 1869 in the town of Humpolec and died in 1943 in Washington, D.C. When he was 13, his family left for the United States, where he later studied medicine. He then took interest in psychiatry, which drew him eventually to anthropology. He went to Paris to study under the direction of Professor Manouvrier.
Profesorovi Manouvrierovi do Paříže.
After his return to the United States, Hrdlička accepted an unpaid position at the American Museum of Natural History and participated in a number of studies of the Indians of the American Southwest and northern Mexico. In 1910, he became curator at the Division of Physical Anthropology at the National Museum of Natural History, part of the Smithsonian Institute, where he stayed for 4 decades.
Čím vlastně si získal tu světovou proslulost? To bylo na dvou polích.
Dr. Hrdlička achieved international acclaim in 2 fields. Firstly, he was interested in the indigenous inhabitants of America. And secondly, he tried to answer the question where humans came from, how we had evolved biologically, and whether we had a common origin.
During his 40 years with the Smithsonian Institute, Aleš Hrdlička compiled the most complete collection of human bone material in the world. He traveled extensively around North America, mainly in Alaska, where he gathered material and also carried out excavations.
Myslím si, že ta proslulost především v Evropě k tomu přispěla, protože on byl v roce...
As concerns human evolution, in 1926 he was awarded with the Huxley Memorial Medal of the Royal Anthropological Institute for his writings on the Neanderthal phase of man. Today we know it is a complicated story, but in those days it was extremely important because he actually pronounced one vital thesis, and that is that all humans have one common ancestor. No one is superior and all people are equal.
Hrdlička was one of the first scientists to argue that Native Americans originated in Asia and came across the Bering Strait. But despite his international career, Aleš Hrdlička did not forget his old homeland and devoted much attention and a lot of money to the new Czechoslovak state between the 2 world wars. And that's how the Hrdlička Museum of Man came to being.
Pan doktor Hrdlička za pobytu pana prezidenta Masaryka v Americe se s ním setkal.
While President Tomáš Masaryk was staying in the U.S., Dr. Hrdlička became acquainted with him, which we know from letters that the two exchanged. In March 1929, Hrdlička sent Masaryk a birthday greeting, which starts, and I quote, "Dear Mr. President and friend." He writes about his dream that his motherland should have a museum of man, telling all there was to know at that time. So he donated 1 million crowns on condition that the state secures a decent home.
Nebo zajistí místo a vybudování toho stánku, kde by muzeum mohlo být.
Says curator Božena Škvařilová. In 1937, a first temporary museum was opened in the newly built university campus at Albertov in Prague and was named the Hrdlička Museum of Man.
Z 97%, mohli to tak říct, tak obsahuje všechny exponáty, které byly nashromážděny.
97% of the collection was gathered between the world wars. A large part of it was a gift by Hrdlička, and he also funded trips by Czech anthropologists to study indigenous peoples in Africa and America and observe their way of life. The Hrdlička Museum of Man is actually a university collection divided into two parts, exhibitions that are open to the public and a depository for study and research purposes. There are about 4,000 exhibits stored here, many of them unique, such as Hrdlička's collection of facial mask casts and sculptures of heads of North American Indians and busts of Africans by sculptor František Foyt.
The Hrdlička Museum of Man is located on the premises of the Faculty of Science of Charles University in Prague too, and is open to the public on Wednesdays.